program that asks the question, what's on your mind? From 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, and KTGO 1090. This is the special Norsk Husfest edition of the What's on Your Mind program. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henn. Pat Finken in for Steve Bakken today. Our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Normal or nuts? Friday question, Lutefisk. Is it normal or is it nuts? Here's a Minot listener online, Dave, at our Facebook page. Dave Oz says, let's feed some Lutefisk to Harry Reid. I think he'd be much more willing to compromise once he had a few bites of that Norwegian delicacy. What do you think of that idea, Pat?
It does seem to engender people with more common sense. No question that it is. Look at all these smart Norwegians wandering around.
Exactly right. Let's get Mike and Mandan, who's been waiting to weigh in on Obamacare in here before we chat with some fine performers here at Husfest. Mike, how are you?
How you doing, guys? Great show today. Lutefisk.
Thank you.
Lutefisk is nuts. I'm on my way up there to try it. I'm not a little nervous. I'm a German-Russian. Kind of nervous with that many Norwegians around, but hey, I feel adventurous today. But my comment.
Well,
today,
you know, there are a few of us Germans here, so.
What's on my mind here is perception Republicans have, you know, the national media. We just can't get our message across. You know, it's just terrible the way the Republicans, I think, in my own opinion, can't get in front of the microphone here when these Democrats like Schumer and all these guys tell blatant lies about it. You know, and probably should be standing there countering them on it, you know. You know, for over 6.5 years now, we've had over 90 million people out of work, and the media and everybody else doesn't say foo about it. But 800,000 in federal employees get furloughed for a few days, you think the world's coming to an end, you know. It's just crazy what's going
on. That's a very good point that you know, Mike, I wish we could channel to the Republican leaders. What about messaging, Pat? Why are Republicans so bad at it?
Well, I don't know. Number one, they don't always approach it very well. I will tell you, in this current thing, their message is dead on. The problem is that they're put through the national media, which, with a few exceptions, isn't very favorable to them. They tend to get the back end of the way this system works. And his point is exactly right. You know, they're making a big fuss about 800,000 federal employees out of work for a few days. But, you know, not only is the unemployment rate still very high, even though it was supposed to come down well below that according to this grand plan that they advanced, we never hear about that. And we never hear about the 13 million people who have gotten into an age now where they would be in the workforce if they could find a job. But, because, you know, so really the unemployment rate, you know, we've got 6 million fewer people working today in this country than we did 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And at the same time, 13 million more people in the work at that workforce age. So really 19 million people out of work. And we're doing things that actually kill the economy, like Obamacare, like energy regulation. And at a time when really our first priority, our only priority, should be putting people back to work.
I'm with you, Mike. Keep fighting out there. James in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Hi. I'm not a nuclear scientist or the best economist that ever lived, but as far as raising the debt ceiling, I don't think anybody of us remember in history where every 6 months you keep raising the debt ceiling. And I believe the cards really should fall. The bad gamblers, they will fold, and the government will have to work on raising their FICO score. When I bought a house for the first time, me and my wife had to work on our credit score. We did that, and we got things in check. We got a good loan, and we moved on. And it's growing up and adjusting yourself, but you got to economically be able to do it and afford it, or it's just not it's not acceptable, it's not righteous, and it's not feasible.
Agreed.
Agreed. Well, and I got to tell you, emotionally, I agree with that. I've talked to the chief economist for the U.S. Chamber on this deal because I serve on the U.S. Chamber board. And emotionally, I think all of us agree. It's like, okay, let's cut off the credit card. Let's do that. Problem is that what that does is for people trying to buy homes, you know, all the credit rating stuff. I mean, it looks like it would be a bad deal, all the economists. But yet, you know, it's going to take something like that for us to get our fiscal act together.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll keep chatting with our listeners on the topics of the day here. We also have some guests from Husfest, including two members of the Ringling Five. These are some ranchers out of Montana that write and perform some songs and, dare I say, even do a little Norwegian humor. Ken Arthon is here and Chuck Dallas. Ken and Chuck, nice to have you here. How are you?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. It's great being back here at Hoos Fest and see all the robust Hoos Fest crowd.
Hoos Fest, you say, right?
Hoos Fest.
Hoos Fest, yeah.
He's well trained.
How do you say it, Chuck?
About the same,
yeah. Hoos Fest. Hoos Fest, yeah, Hoos exactly
Fest,
right.
Yes.
Now, I've been told from some folks that see your act that that Norwegians might be a little offended because you're not afraid to make fun of them. Is that true?
You're absolutely correct, though, but we are Norwegians, so we can make fun of ourselves, too.
Exactly. Now, how do you make fun of Ken, Chuck?
Well, that's pretty easy. He gets a lot of things to throw at him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And, Pat, you pointed out earlier these guys have a little bit of a math problem, too,
well,
because of the Ringling Five.
I asked Ken, what was the problem, that they can't count or that they just grew after the original five? Because there's actually 8 or 9 members to the Ringling Five, right?
There's 8 today.
So your Norwegian roots are showing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, math is never. We've always been math challenged.
So, if folks haven't seen you before, you'll be performing today 1 and 7 o'clock, and 1 and 7 tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What tell us a little bit about what we'll find. For one, not somebody else's songs, all original material.
All original. We're one of the only groups in Hoos Fest that doesn't sing somebody else's songs. We sing our own, and
nobody else would sing them.
No, that's right. Absolutely, absolutely. And so we can promise to make people laugh, and we have some great serious songs. We got a new album that we brought to Hoos Fest this year, and really enjoying struggling through some of the songs for the first time that the audience has ever heard them in anywhere in the U.S.
I got to tell you one thing about these guys. Now, it's a testament to how good they really are, because they're across from the main acts. You know, when the headliners are in the big arena, and they're still packing them in. They've still got a full place, and they sell more music, more albums, more CDs than even the headliners at the North Coast. That's how good these guys are.
I love it.
Maybe a lot of Norwegians can't hear that well.
I wasn't going to go there. I was going to take a cheap shot, but no.
And Chuck,
plus, they're related to everybody in the tri-state region.
And you
you're
all Montana ranchers.
Yes.
This is not for photo ops on the albums. This is the real deal.
Yes, and we actually stooped so low we allowed one sheep guy in the group, and you're happening to talking to him today, Chuck, right over here.
Is that right? Was that a tough vote?
It's a tough vote, and he's got a new song on the album. It's called I Like You, E-W-E.
That's bad.
How's that game these days, Chuck, the sheep ranching?
It's looking better than it did last year.
Is that right?
Lamb prices are back up, so not where they were, but they're coming back.
So you may have to give up your part-time job, is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. So tell us a little bit about the kind of songs you guys do. Most of our listeners are not going to have heard you. So what kind of music can they expect from you?
Well, it's just sort of original, and I don't know how to describe it. It's sure not barbershop, but we have a song about if Jesus had been born in Norway. And so that's been a pretty good song, and we like that a lot. And we have a poker, too, and we got a gospel album, and we just kind of, I guess, all over the map that way, but not any rock at all, not any rockabilly or anything like that.
So mostly country and barbershop, old-time, just good old...
No barbershop, no.
No, just good listening
There's
music.
No harmony there.
None whatsoever.
No musical talent either?
No,
so,
there's yeah, just, yeah, okay. Very little. There's a couple guys that got some, but
if they want to buy, let's say the listeners aren't here and want to buy work, is there someplace they can buy your music? If not, otherwise, come to Hoos Fest, for God's sake.
You can actually buy online, ringling5.com. So we have gone that far. I mean, we finally got computers in Montana this last year.
Well, it's great. A Montanan doing Montana jokes. I love it.
Just makes it easy for us.
It does.
We've been
doing
Montana jokes for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your biggest...
What's your favorite North Dakota joke?
Can we?
As long as it's for a family audience, sure. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's about when Custer left Fort Mandan, and he said, I'm just going to say play ignorant. I would say play stupid, but I don't want to offend my North Dakota audience till we get back.
So he was healthy when he left, you know.
So what's your biggest hit? What's the biggest hit to date for the Ringling Five?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we have one that's a big hit. So we just have just such a diverse song list. It's just
what gets them out of the chairs, jumping up and around.
When we're done.
Wow.
We know better than that, the way you guys pack them in.
Oh, I don't know. We got a new song called Oof Da Girl here for Who's Fifth.
Oof Da Girl.
You should see the crowd of women hanging behind
these. I know,
these.
They're waiting for autographs.
Look at these guys here. They're hanging around in the background waiting
for these you
guys.
And I, Pat.
You got a little crowd of groupies behind
you.
I love it.
Oof Da Girl.
Yes, and they're all great groupies, I want to add.
Well, Ken and Chuck, congratulations on all the success and the fame here at the Husfest and all across the USA. Appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great, great Husfest.
One of the side stages, one in seven, as a matter of fact. There'll be the Ringling Five entertaining the masses here at Husfest. More coming up in your calls at 800-228-0550 after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlaggedFamily.com. FlaggedFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlaggedFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlaggedFamily.com, Youngevity link. Hunt with Heroes. This pheasant opener. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zealand, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zealand, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zealand City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zealand, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And we are back live at Husfest. Having a blast chatting with folks. Just chatting with some folks who listen in Ivanhoe, Minnesota.
Minnesota there.
On our AM 1100, the flag signal, yes.
That's one of the great things about Husfest is, you know, it's just you see people you know, but you also make new friends. We have new friends now.
We do. That's exactly right. New friends. Another listener from down in Rogers, Minnesota, which is down by St. Cloud. Stopping by. If you're at Husfest today, please do stop by. Don and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you have Pat on this morning. what I wanted to talk about was the very idea that when's the last time the Republicans had a victory? And the last time the Republicans had a victory was in 2010 when they pretty much ran on conservative principles. 2008, we took a beating, ran John McCain. 2012, we took a beating, we ran Mitt Romney, both good men. But they really didn't espouse the traditional values of conservative Republican Party. Now, I'm a little ambivalent on this whole strategy of Ted Cruz and the rest of them, but I don't understand the other strategy. The other strategy apparently is just leave things as they are. Let's not do anything to rock the boat at this point, and then we'll win the presidency next time around. Well, our next president is going to wear a pantsuit.
Little veiled comment to Hillary Clinton with that, so.
Well, absolutely. She's going to have the media behind her. All of the entitlement voters are going to vote for her. She's going to be set up to run for, and who are the Republicans going to run? They're probably going to find some moderate that wants to go along to get along. And look, I'm not angry. I'm just saying I don't see how the strategy of letting this thing go. You see, there's just a lot of conservatives that are saying that Republicans don't stand for anything anymore. They don't really fight. They just kind of let things go. They're trying to get along with everybody. But I think that it's kind of refreshing to see someone like Ted Cruz stand up and say, you know, we have to let – he's representing the majority of the people of this country when he says, we don't want Obamacare.
Right.
This is a disastrous piece of legislation.
The only thing I'll say, Don, is that every Republican has said that over and over and over again. That's the one thing you have to say about Republicans in mass. They have fought Obamacare at every stretch. Now, what Ted Cruz did, I think, is refocus this on everything. And then the House did, you know, very smartly said, okay, defund. That doesn't work. How about delay? I think the ball's back in our court in this one, in battling this.
And I do, but Dan, my point is this, is that I don't think this is one where the Democrats who control the, you know, it'd be different if they were trying to pass it. We could stop it. But this, we have to win the House and or the Senate and the presidency if we're going to actually stop this thing, because it's already law and we have to do that. And Dan, let me ask you this question, though, because I don't disagree with some of what you're saying. I'm telling you, though, there are some of us who believe we got to pick our fights. And this is not a fight that we're going to win on. And at the same time, there are big fights coming down the line on the debt ceiling, on cutting spending, on entitlement reform. Those are things that I think that are also probably every bit as critical or maybe more so than Obamacare. And those are fights that I think we can get some traction on. The problem is we keep shooting ourselves in heads on these, on what we call these principled fights, whether we can win or lose and whether they do damage to the Republicans or not. I happen to think those are fights that we can win and can make move the ball forward. But it's what it's really going to take is also not do things that cost us elections. Because in addition to Mitt Romney and John McCain, we also end up shooting ourselves in the head in Louisiana, New Hampshire, in Nevada, in Colorado. You know, you just go down the list. We shoot ourselves in the head so that we can't make the changes we have to make. And so that's my point, is that let's pick our fights.
The last time the Republicans won an election. The last time the Republicans won an election was when they ran on constitutional principles, limited government, limited spending. When they run a moderate type of campaign, they lose. And the last time the Republicans won was 2010. That was the year of the Tea Party.
Well, I'll tell you one thing this is doing is motivating a lot of folks off the sidelines to engage. In that sense,
I would argue in 2010, though, we could have won the Senate, and we didn't because we actually went too far to the right. Now, don't get me wrong. As you know, I've known Dan a long time. By the way, Dan's a Hoosfest escapee like I am.
Is that right?
We used to spend quality time in the Hoosfest together, Dan and I. but the point that I make is that even then, we should have won the Senate, and because we had people that we put through the primary process that couldn't win an election, we ended up not taking the Senate when that was a ripe opportunity.
Dan, appreciate the call. Deferring to what's on your mind, I'm going to go rapid fire through these calls so we can get them all in before the bottom of the hour. So if you would, just give us a half a minute blip on what's on your mind. And
by the way, I do think we do need a good, solid conservative for our nominee for president next time.
John Bismarck, you're on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
About 2010. It wasn't because of those conservative candidates. It was because of rhinos like Karl Rove and an establishment Republican Party that didn't get behind some of those candidates. one more thing. Now I know why he supports John Holden so much, because he's chairman or whatever of the Chamber of Commerce. And I'm not an anti-Chamber of Commerce. I'm 100% constitutionalist and capitalist. My folks own two businesses. They are members of the Chamber of Commerce. So this isn't about that. John McCain has only met with the Chamber of Commerce twice personally and two other things they sponsored. But I go back to the town hall meeting. You don't listen to we the people. And the Internet Act is the perfect example. The majority of us didn't want it. Our forefathers said that the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers, and that's what the Rhino Hogan did. He picked winners and losers here by taxing us instead of going to the real problem and lowering the corporate taxes for these businesses and lowering their payroll taxes and regulations so they could compete. So
okay, wait a minute. Here, I got to tell you, you know what? First of all, John Hoeven in the Senate can't do that himself. And if there was a bill to lower taxes in the Senate today, John Hoeven would vote for that. The bottom line is John Hoeven is a conservative. He's proven it with vote after vote after vote. He's voted against Obamacare. He's voted against any tax increases. He's voted for every tax increase or against every tax increase. But I will take exception on the Internet tax, because that is one area where the U.S. Chamber and all the chambers are against taxation. But when you're talking about where you're going to tax, you talk about picking winners and losers. You're saying that we're going to make sure the Main Street has to pay those taxes, but the Internet doesn't. That's picking winners and losers.
Well, the losers are the people who pay.
Right.
That's what I think is unfortunate. That's why I'm against it. I think it's, you know, we forget the people that are going to have to pay.
What they should do is put it across all purchases, but lower the overall rate.
Yeah, because what it is a money grab by Congress, as usual, like by government. Keith Benedict, let's get you in here before the break. Keith, you're up on What's on Your Mind. I got about a minute for you.
Yeah, say, why hasn't anybody moved to impeach this imposter president anyway? I mean, this Benghazi thing's been thrown to the side. He's done nothing actually for the United States to construct jobs or anything else.
I think the political answer is, again, skittishness over the last go-round on impeachment. I mean, politically, would that be?
Well, the reality is, again, emotionally, I agree with him. The problem is, legally, I don't know that they have a leg to stand on, because to be impeached, you actually have to do something that is considered illegal or treasonous.
Benghazi would be one to watch, for sure. We don't have enough answers to that one. Keith, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More coming up live from Huspest. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A place you can truly relax and enjoy. You'll love the condominiums. They're 2 and 3 bedrooms, loaded up with all the amenities. There's beautiful classic and Lakeview hotel rooms as well. And I tell you what, this facility is just loaded. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. Patio seating to enjoy a great fall supper. Copper Door Aveda Spa. The Chase's bowling alley is a blast. Indoor heated pool and hot tub. And, of course, all kinds of activities indoors and out at Chase on the Lake. Experience Minnesota's newest and finest northern Minnesota resort for a great deal in September or October. Stay any Sunday through Thursday night. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, you'll get your second night free. Buy one, get one. Just use the promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or when you call Chase on the Lake. Here's the toll-free telephone number, 888-242-7306. 888-242-7306, and tell them Scott sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Keith.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Huskfest in Minot today on What's On Your Mind. Steve Bakken off today, so Pat Finken is my sidekick. And stop by and see us, if you would.
I actually think Keith, the last caller, we should put him in charge of starting that whole impeachment process. I think we should. That should be his mission.
Be another way to put Benedict, North Dakota on the map.
Absolutely.
I like that idea. We are pleased to be joined by David Wrighton. David is the president of Huskfest, and, of course, that Wrighton name so synonymous with this wonderful event. David, nice to see you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
How's things going so far?
Oh, wonderful. It's really been a wonderful fest. The crowds are growing each and every day, and we've had just wonderful, wonderful concerts. Frankie Valli, Bill Cosby, and the opening night ceremony, which a lot of people now wish they would have attended, with Frank Sinatra Jr. and the Minot Symphony Orchestra, along with a tribute to my father and all the volunteers. Word has gotten out, I think, that they're missing some great concerts. And these concerts have been, to a certain degree, unappreciated. And so we're getting a lot of walk-up traffic. A lot of people are just walking up and just buying tickets same day, you know, an hour or two before the concert. And so word has gotten out. Now we have, you know, people like Alabama coming on for tonight and tomorrow night. You know, people want to see them. And, you know, when is the next time they're going to be in this neck of the woods? People like the Happy Together Tour. That's the one I'm looking forward to. You know,
the music of our life, David.
What's this?
That's the music of our
life.
That's
the music of our life. You know, Flo and Eddie of the Turtles, Gary Lewis, Paul Revere, you know, people like that. You know, there's going to be Pat Fink, and he's going to be sitting there in his bell bottoms.
I'll have my cigarette lighter on.
You bet. Like that. And just like everybody, or at least half the audience. And so it's one of those things that word is now starting to get out even more and more that, you know, these are great concerts, and you better show up now, because, you know, when's the next time you're going to be able to see Alabama or Gary Lewis?
Yeah, I understand the Bellamy brothers were fabulous. They're getting rave reviews.
They're getting rave reviews along with Marty Stewart. I mean, the concert started yesterday at a little after about 1 or 1:15, and when I went back there at 2:20 on my way out for another meeting, they were still playing. And, you know, it's one of those that I talked with somebody. They play, you know, five hits that they know of, you know, they remember from their records. And then all of a sudden the sixth one comes on and says, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. And then the seventh one comes. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Well, I know the words to that song.
I know the words to that song. You know, I used to go to bars, you know, to that song. So it's really been nice. And I think people now realize that this is, you know, really high-class entertainment. They better come now or, you know, whenever.
Well, and it's amazing you pull into this place. And as you know, I've kind of been around Boost Fest a little my life.
You bet.
You know, I remember when we had, you know, made room for 100 campers in the parking lot so that we could. And now this fairgrounds is a sea RVs.
And those campers back then were those almost little pull behinds.
The pop-ups,
you know,
or
the
something.
Pop-ups and stuff
now
like
they're
that.
100.
And
it's like your brother's.
There's a bunch of those. So
how has, over these 36 years, SysFest changed, David?
It's gotten bigger, of course, you know, for the first 20, 25 years, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But what the keys to success at the HoosFest is, at the end of every HoosFest, they gather together and say, what can we do to make it better? You know, things like one of the major changes that happened, and it probably 20 years ago, was something as simple as it used to be festival seating. You know, you would come, you know, early in the morning, you know, there were shows all day just in the major arena. And so people would come in, they'd put their coat down, and then they'd walk around. And, you know, there was no assigned seating and this, that, and the other. So one of the major changes was we went to assigned seating, and then we would kick everybody out at the end of the first show. And then clear the place and then do a second show.
So everybody gets a good seat then.
Everybody gets a good seat. They know they got it.
You know, but the shows that get all the attention in terms of the media and the press and all that are the headliners you do.
Yeah.
But there is ongoing all day, even when the big shows are going on, there's concerts everywhere. We have an impromptu wandering minstrel right around the corner here.
The accordion.
That's the accordion music.
Our accompaniment for the program today.
How many entertainment stages are you running now?
We got, I think it's 4 entertainment stages, and they're always being used. You know, each set lasts about 45 minutes or so. Then there's a break. Then the next set comes on. And it does it all day. And so if you're here for 2-3 days, that's what it's going to take to see all the entertainment from start to finish.
And this complex now, what are you occupying, about 120,000 square
feet? I would say so.
Yeah, 120,000 square feet of crazy, star-struck Norwegians. Food booths, buying.
This young lady next to you is taking exception with your crazy Norwegian label. I saw her light up there. She's about ready to have a word with you.
Okay, here's the question of the day for these three Norwegians here.
Right. Yeah.
Ludafis.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
You hate it?
Yeah.
Okay, Diana, you're the tiebreaker here.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or down on Ludafisk?
I am
winning this debate.
Ludafisk, we have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Do you?
Yeah. You just come on in, and we don't force them to do it. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, we call it Norwegian and Scandinavian, but most of all, it's a festival. And you know, it's a lot of fun. It's got great music. It's got great people. Things like the Tromsø Hall, where they have the Samis, you know, from, we used to call them Laplanders or Curtail. Stat Oil is a big, major sponsor. You know, a lot of history, a lot of culture. And if you listen to their music, it sounds so much like Native American music. I mean, it's got a beat to it. It's got a rhythm to it. It's got a cadence to it. I mean, you would thought you were at the powwow down in Bismarck. And those are from northern Norway and Sweden. And it's just amazing.
Well, and it is. It's not just a cultural thing. It's not. You don't have to be Norwegian to come here. I know a lot of Irish and Germans who come here and have a great time, too. So if you've never been here, and a lot of your listeners, Scott, are going to have been here, but if you've never been here, you really got to come, because I don't know that you can adequately describe this event.
I was at the YMCA the other day, and I was talking to this guy that come in from Hess. You know, he had been in Africa, you know, before he got assigned to North Dakota. And I started, well, are you going to come to the HoosFest? And he says, it's kind of a mystery to me. You know, you're right. It's just difficult to describe. So I says, what you got to do, buy one ticket. You know, walk through it. You know, get an idea of what it is. And then, you know, that draws people back.
Well, in fact, you guys started selling tickets that don't include the main arena.
Yes, yes.
One, because you ran out of tickets for the main arena. But but also you sell a ticket because people could spend the whole day here and never even get into the main arena.
Not only into the main arena, but we have stuff like after 4 o'clock, you have a family for a real good price. And then this weekend, we have military day. A military, active duty military person with an active duty ID, them and their family gets in for nothing. For nothing. And then if they want to go to the Alabama or the Happy Together tour, that's a little bit extra. But it's number one, we show our appreciation for the military. I mean, they're on the front line and all the time.
Amen, brother.
And, you know, it's Americana here. You know, it's something they'll never, you know, never seen before. But it is a festival, and it's a family-oriented festival.
And I'll tell you, that's a great word for it, because when you're here walking the halls, that's the mood of the people.
Yeah.
They're in a festival mood.
They're in a festival mood.
And, you know, you mentioned the folks, and I was asking Pat earlier for an estimate on how many new North Dakotans there are, and, you know, we're thinking north of 40,000. It's a great way to just understand the culture a little bit here and meet some folks, because everybody's friendly here.
It's like a giant church dinner is what it is. It's like a giant church dinner.
Giant church.
By the way, if you don't like lutefisk, there are other things to eat, like Swedish meatballs.
There's hot dogs and hamburgers. And
so we're also trying to get Scott to try Romagrot.
And potato club.
And potato club.
You got to do potato club and Romagrot.
Yeah.
Once you've done, well, of course, lutefisk, let's put that off to the side here, because most people do.
Right.
But potato club, Romagrot, and if you want to go exotic, Norwegian tacos and Viking on a stick.
How about lefse dia? We understand there's a quesadilla made from lefse as the tortilla. Have you tried that yet?
Yeah, I have not tried that.
That seems wrong. Yeah. I'm sorry. That just I grew up eating lefse. That just seems wrong. Okay, so Secret Viking.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Secret Viking program. If people want to wander around here and get a little free money.
Yeah, they can go up, and we have somebody that has $100, and if they say, you know, go up to the right person and say, and where are you from, you know, they could get the $100, and we give it away once a day, I think is what it is. And it's a lot of fun, and it's just a thing about my father to get people to introduce themselves and to start a conversation. And where are you from?
Right.
You know, you normally do that anyway. I do that to people, and I know they're not going to give me $100.
But I mean, that's one of the things about this is people gather and they make new friends.
Make new friends. And there are people that, you know, bring them, you know, they've had staying at their homes for many, many years and things like that. So they become friends, and they come back year after year. If they're not staying with them, they meet them, and it just becomes a lot of fun.
I know your dad had struggled health-wise the last couple of years, but it has to be, you know, it has to be a bit difficult to know that he's not here for this Tush Fest, first one ever.
This is the first Tush Fest ever. We did a real nice tribute to him on opening night and to all the volunteers because he knows that the volunteers were not only the backbone of the Tush Fest, they were the heart and soul. 4,000 volunteers. And they're somewhat unappreciative because so much of the work happens before the Tush Fest that they're working on. And the devil is in the details, and these people have really worked it out. And it is strange that, you know, just not having Chester around in life, let alone the North Tush Fest, was kind of a shock. But he knew that it would go on, and he was a practical man as well as a passionate man.
And he made sure that it was going to go on. That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the comments we got from one of the passerbys earlier was the whole bit about the fact that when you go to heaven, you better like lutefisk. Well, Chet's there now, and he's eating all the lutefisk he wants.
Serving it up. So that's what we would always, when he couldn't make it the last couple of years, we always made sure that he got some lutefisk.
David, thanks for another great Tush Fest. Appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me on. We'll see everybody around.
David Wrighton, president of the Tush Fest, our guest on the program, National Weather Service, to track how that snow is coming next up on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
We are back at Huskfest in Minot. Somebody called off here and said, where are you at? And I don't know if they mean where are you at as in are you in Minot. I think we've said Minot a bunch of times, but maybe somebody trying to actually find us within Minot. That's at the All Seasons Arena, North Dakota State Fairgrounds. So I guess
exactly. That's the easy way.
We take it for granted that everybody knows where Huskfest is, but if you are totally new to this and we've intrigued you and you want to know more and take in Charlie Pride at 1 or the Alabama tonight or tomorrow, Hostfest.com, which is spelled like host, H-O-S-T, fest, F-E-S-T.com, would be the website. JP from the National Weather Service is going to join us in just a moment. Sally in Grand Forks and Jerry in Grand Forks, I want to get you in here very quickly because I know we have not gotten as many calls as we'd like today, but we'll find out what's on your mind and let us know. Sally, quickly, if you would, give us the headline.
Well, okay, a couple of things. I think, number one, there are plenty of grounds in which to bring impeachment articles against this president, starting with the appointments of the illegal appointments of even the National Labor Relations Board people. But what I would like to say first, and I'll just leave it with this, is that no matter what the fight is, there's always somebody there that is cautioning us that this might not be the fight to pick. And I think this is the fight to pick. This is, our economy hinges on this. People's personal lives and health and welfare and futures hang on this. This is the one to pick, and we should be standing on principle. Otherwise, we have no purpose.
Well, I
so that's
that.
Where I stand.
I got to tell you, I agree with your assessment of what Obamacare is doing, and I fully agree with that. It's something we got to get rid of. You and I agree. It's how we get there that we differ. And I think that we've got to be doing things that actually will yield something.
And by the way, the debt ceiling debate you talked about, these two are going to morph into
right.
the same.
And we got to make sure that we can, you know, position ourselves to win these battles now so that we can win the battle in a year when we got to run people for office.
I think all we did was actually start the debt ceiling debate a little bit early with this slowdown.
You ain't seen nothing
yet.
We're
going to call it a shutdown yet. Jerry Grand Forks, half a minute for your headline. Tell me what's on your mind, Jerry.
I believe that impeachment's the only way to go, because if we can get him under charges of impeachment, he won't be able to get the rest of his agenda through. Now, this all-encompassing health care plan, it goes into our incomes. They have open access to all of our bank accounts. I mean, this is an abomination, and we've got to get him under threat of impeachment, so that he's fighting that rather than putting the rest of his agenda into place.
Jerry, appreciate the call. We'll add that to the topic list for next week. Appreciate your call very much. Thanks a bunch. J.P. Martin, the meteorologist with the National Weather Service Bismarck office, is here. I understand, as you look at your radar screen there, part of the storm that has got a few of us in North Dakota a little concerned is already underway in parts of South Dakota. What do we know about it, J.P.?
Absolutely is, Scott. We do have winter storm warnings posted for the southwest part of North Dakota, west of the Missouri River. Radar is indicating that snow is falling in the Hettinger area up towards Elgin and through the Mott area. And that's being confirmed by some weather spotters that are calling in reports of the rain mixing with snow and even a changeover in some places. And over across the river here from Bismarck and Mandan, we've had reports of every once in a while the rain will mix in with some snow, and then it'll go back to rain, kind of a back and forth. So that transition is right in the Bismarck-Mandan area right now. Rain to the east of Bismarck-Mandan, snow to the south and west.
Will that line pretty much hold as far as the significant snow impacts? Is it most of this west of the Missouri, JP?
Most of it west of the Missouri. Yeah, this is a tremendously large storm, high impact for a large part of the northern plains and the northern Rockies. We've got winter storm warnings up from the Billings area all the way through much of Wyoming, blizzard warnings in the Black Hills of South Dakota, even winter storm warnings in the northwest and Nebraska. And really a huge storm. It's impacting even Colorado down through New Mexico with frost and freeze warnings as far south as Texas, the panhandle of Texas today. For North Dakota, the main impact is going to be in the southwest and south central, basically south of Interstate 94, and especially, say, Bowman over toward Lemon and Hettinger up through Elgin. Fort Yates should be hit pretty hard with this system. And then on over towards Strasburg and Linton. Bismarck, Mandan will be on the northern edge. It's going to be a real sharp cutoff to where it's mostly rain and mostly snow. I think in the Bismarck, Mandan area, wake up tomorrow morning, you'll see several inches of snow on the ground. But boy, if you're waking up in places like Hettinger, Fort Yates, Elgin, you're probably going to see a half a foot to maybe in some places. If we get reports tomorrow morning of 10 inches of snow or a foot of snow across parts of Sioux and Grant counties over towards Adams and Hettinger County, I won't be a bit surprised.
Well, less than a minute left, but this thing pretty much over by Saturday night. How long does this last?
Yeah, for the south, for Bowman area, by daybreak Saturday, it'll be done. Bismarck, Mandan, I'm thinking by noon, it'll be out of here. We'll start to see some sunshine in the afternoon. Jamestown will keep going and then on into the Red River Valley, where it'll be mostly rain over there. But they'll be in it probably through much of the day Saturday. And then it'll be kind of breezy. It'll be a cool day. Hey, if you're heading out to football games tonight, take maybe even a winter jacket, take a raincoat. If it's not snowing, it'll be a cold rain. And if you're heading out to some soccer games tomorrow morning, you might be playing soccer on a snow-covered field.
Is this unusual this early, or is this not all that crazy?
You know, Scott, I'll tell you what. Listen to this. I don't know. A lot of your viewers are going to remember this. October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2005.
All
gosh,
right.
8 years ago, 22 inches of snow at Dunn Center, North Dakota.
How soon we forget. It is amazing.
That's depressing.
It is. It's going to be winter-like all weekend long. J.P. Martin, National Weather Service, thank you for the update. Pat, thank you.
Hey, and thank you, Scotty, for letting me be here.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday. What's on your mind?
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.